Recent U.S. media reports have alleged military planning is underway for a possible strike on Iranian nuclear installations. President Bush says he read them and found them to be way off the mark.
What you're reading is wild speculation, which is happens quite frequently here in the nation's capital.
The president says he believes in what he calls a doctrine of prevention, but he makes clear that does not mean he believes the use of force is always warranted to deal with a perceived threat.
The doctrine of prevention is to work together to prevent the Iranians from having a nuclear weapon. I know we're here in Washington, you know, prevention means force. It doesn't mean force, necessarily. In this case, it means diplomacy.
In remarks to a group of foreign policy students in Washington, Mr. Bush said that in the case of Iran, multilateral diplomacy is the best course. He said bilateral discussions between Tehran and Washington would not work, saying it is far more effective when many countries raise joint concerns over Iran's nuclear ambitions.
We do not want the Iranians to have a nuclear weapon, the capacity to make a nuclear weapon, or the knowledge as to how to make a nuclear weapon. That's our stated goal. It's also the goal, fortunately, of other friends and allies.
Mr. Bush told his audience at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies that good progress is being made, though he did not go into specifics. White House spokesman Scott McClellan also downplayed the prospects for the use of military force. He said no president ever takes the military option completely off the table, but he stressed the United States is seeking a diplomatic solution to this dispute. McClellan said the media reports of military planning cited unnamed former officials and outside experts who did not understand the administration's thinking. And while he did not confirm or deny that a contingency plan is being made, he stressed several times that diplomacy is the administration's chosen approach to this problem. In Iran, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the reports, which appeared in the Washington Post newspaper and the New Yorker magazine, are part of a campaign of psychological warfare being waged by the United States. He said Iran will not be dissuaded from its nuclear goals. Iran insists its nuclear program is designed to produce electricity, but the United States and other countries have accused Tehran of using the civilian program as a cover for the development of nuclear arms. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.